Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
You can always get in touch with me on social media if you like. I'm at Dave Today FM, and you can send me a DM about it. And if you ever have a question you think Dave's World can answer. And actually, two people got in touch, coincidentally, in the last little while about the game of Scrabble. Do you play Scrabble, Dermot?
I do. I like a game of Scrabble.
Maria, do you play Words of Friends?
I do. I used to play you regularly.
Yeah. Do you still play?
I haven't in a while, but maybe I will now.
So the questions come in like this. First of all, it was Lisa. It says, Dave, what's the highest ever triple word score in Scrabble? I got 118 the other night in a family game, won the game, and my cousin's not talking to me now. Surely people score that kind of level all the time. See you in Words of Friends. And Pierce Barrett coincidentally said, Dave, have a look at this. And it was a tweet of somebody who found the word Syzygy, S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y, and said, imagine the triple word score you get on this. Mm. And Syzygy is some kind of weird alignment of the planets where they're all facing the same direction. Some bizarre constellation thing. And then Pierce also says, what's the highest word, highest score for a word on a Scrabble board in history? So I did some research and I found this amazing story. So there are people who play Scrabble competitively. They're part of the official Scrabble, you know, world organization or whatever. And for years, the highest score was 770. 770 in one game of Scrabble.
One game,
right? By one person, sorry. And he was called Mr. 770. There was like, he was so famous in the Scrabble world. This was a score that was never going to be beaten. Mr. 770, he was impossible. And then in 2006, two lads were playing in an official but very small tournament in a place called Lexington in Massachusetts. There's a guy called Wayne Yara who worked at a deli counter. And there's another guy called Michael Cresta, who was a carpenter, who'd only started playing Scrabble seriously in the last couple of years. And they sat down, and Yara played a bingo. And a bingo in Scrabble is when you use all seven tiles at once.
Yeah. You get the bonus 50 on top.
Absolutely. He played the word jousted as his first turn and scored the extra 50. He got 96 points, right? Cresta then swapped his tiles. And apparently this is a thing in competitive Scrabble, that you keep swapping tiles until you've got a chance at a bingo or a triple, whatever. Like, putting down something for 30 points, that's not how you play professional Scrabble. Like, whereas I'd be like, hey, 30 points, chalk it down.
30's a win.
Yeah.
I wonder, do they have the bag? Like, is it just that green Scrabble bag? Like, you give us the bag and I'll...
It is, but you know what they all know? They know, based on what's on the board and what's on it, they know what's left in the bag. This is the crazy stuff that they're all very good at. Anyway.
It's like when you have a Q and you're desperate for a U.
Yes.
You know there's one in the bag.
So Cresta swapped his tiles. That was his go. Then Yara played another bingo, Ladylike. And he got the original. So the score now was 169-0. So your man Cresta had nothing.
Because he kept swapping his tiles.
Then he played Flatfish, Cresta did, for 239 points on one word, because it's Flatfish sat across two triple word scores and it has two F's. There's only two F's in the game, so having the two F's is a rare thing. Then there was a few more swaps and Cresta had Q, U, I, X and Y. And now if I saw that, I'd be like, turf them away. I don't want any of these things.
I'd be like, Quixie is a word.
Yeah, I'd go
definitely
Quixie.
A word.
Quixie's right? Unfortunately not a word.
Maybe it is.
What he knew he needed was he needed a T and an OR to make a word that he knew was a Q word. It was worth quite a lot of points. So he was sitting there going, I need the T and the OR. So he took his two other letters and he swapped them. The mathematical chance of him getting the T and the OR was a 1 in 513 chance. He got them. And he played the word Quixotry, right? Quixotry, which is a word which was a behavior inspired by romantic beliefs without regard to reality. That's what that word means. I've never heard of it myself. But I know there's Don Quixote, so maybe it's something to do with that Quixotry. Anyway, he played that word across two triple word scores and scored 365 points with one word. The highest score ever in Scrabble. On one word. So that night, he won the game. There was a few more average games and he won the game. But they broke three records that night. There was the most points in a game ever because the other guy scored really well as well. So they scored 1,320 points between them. That was the most points ever in a game of Scrabble. Most points by one player. He beat Mr. 770 and became Mr. 830, now unbeaten since 2006.
I feel like they could do better with their nickname.
And now he got 365 as the highest word ever. So he's three records in one night, this guy. A carpenter who'd been playing for a couple of years.
Yeah, but it's just, it's mad that it reflects on, oh my God, he must be a genius. He isn't. Like, it's, he got lucky with his tiles.
Well, he did get lucky with the tiles, but it's knowing what to look for. Like, for example, he knew that if I get the T in the O and the O is free and I can get, he knew that Quixotry was going to score him a load of points. So he was trying to get that word. And then, yes, he was lucky in the 1 in 513 yeah. chance that they actually came out. But he also knew that they were in there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Carpenter. He's a typical tradesman. You think he's going to turn up for the whole game. He doesn't appear for the first two moves. Then he arrives when you least expect it. Charges 880 quid. Ridiculous.
Mr. 830.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.